Welcome to the Post Game Plan. My name is Ali Samani. This is the career development home for all current as well as former NBA players. We are delighted to have a very special guest with us today. His name is Kenny O'Banner, and we're actually very happy to have him. He is the CEO and founder of Athletes with Degrees, a very noble as well as purposeful organization. And he served in the Army. He's a former executive with FedEx. Kenny, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Thank you.
Let me correct. I served in the United States Navy.
United States Navy. My mistake. Apologize.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about this organization, Athletes with Degrees, because when we first met, I kind of came across your name and we both ran into each other, and this is something that we both genuinely shared in terms of our interest. And, I think it's very important, and I know you do as well. Tell me how it started.
Well, Athletes with Degrees started with, I was brainstorming, trying to figure out ways to connect with the former and present athletes that didn't finish their college degree. I ran across, during my working experiences, I ran across a lot of individuals who were outstanding athletes who did not make it to pro, or they were there a year or two.
Really? Okay.
And these athletes were working jobs where it was media jobs, and they wanted to move up. Now what I found through my span, my career with FedEx, which was a great career, that we had a lot of athletes that would say things like, oh, I have 82 semester hours. Why can't I move into that position? And that was basically what most of us had, 82, 83 semester hours, just enough to get us through 4 years of college to play the sport. But in talking with them and others, the game was over. It was time to live, and this degree could have carried them, but we, and I say we because I got mine later, I'm a prime example, we failed to get our degree while we were in school. And afterwards, it was a little late. We couldn't afford it. We were on jobs who didn't pay for education. And we find ourselves, how can I put this? We find ourselves wishing we had finished our degree.
Wow. So there's so much that I'm excited to talk about in this interview. First of all, with your own experience, now what it sounds like is that oftentimes, with athletes that get highly recruited by colleges, they're definitely given a scholarship more often than not, and that helps them pay for, their education. So what you're kind of saying is that, if you don't pursue that degree, and in the worst case scenario, you don't get an opportunity to play professional, it's very hard to finance that education later on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not the fact that we don't want to finish.
Right.
The fact of the matter is we can't financially.
Wow. Okay.
And then and our goal to be to take care of our families, we want to take care of our families. We want to be the man of the house. We want to do the right things, but we're lacking the degree. Now the degree isn't everything. The degree itself, it validates your knowledge. However, looking back, I look at an old friend of mine, the great Walter Payton, who would come home and work out with us, and we would talk, we would laugh. Now, he was great, a great athlete, but he got his degree. There's a lot of things he could have done and he did do. Tyrone Keyes, who I played for, I'm a former basketball player, but I played football with Tyrone in ninth grade, who is another example. Who got his degree. Now, I can give some examples of some friends who didn't get their degree, who was in the league 2-3 years, and now they're wishing they did get their degree. But I think it's a valuable tool.
Absolutely.
For them and the community.
Absolutely. So what you kind of saw is that a lot of the players that you encountered, I mean, because the rates of getting into, the percentages of getting into professional sports, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NFL, NHL, or even the Major League Baseball, are very low. Slim to none, almost. I mean, you have to be very lucky, very fortunate, very talented. A number of things have to be aligned in order for you to really make it and have a strong, successful career in one of these leagues. And the chances of making it, you know, it are very slim. And you really have to take advantage of that time when you're in college and you have all those resources available to you. Is that what it really comes down to?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
One in a lifetime. We can get into another subject for paying, getting paid to play. In my opinion, you're getting paid and you need to utilize it by finishing your education while you're there. I feel strongly about an athlete studying. And let me, do I have time to give you some examples?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Time's all yours.
Okay. Let me tell you about me. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus except me.
Okay.
I was an high school All-American. I played in the Dapper Dan All-Star. I was an MVP in the Mississippi All-Star. I was, I was all of that in a cup of tea.
Right.
You know, and 4 years start in college. I did all the things I needed to do to be an NBA player. I had knee surgery my senior year, which didn't allow me to even go try out for an NBA team. I didn't have my degree. I went into the United States Navy, where I had a very good term for 4 years. However, if I had my degree, I could have been in as an officer. I went in as an enlisted man. So I had all the leadership skills by playing basketball. I had knowledge, but not having my degree held me back from being a leader in our United States Navy as an officer. I was a leader, but not an officer. And further, after getting out, there are so many things I had knowledge in and my leadership abilities from playing sports. I could not get that leadership role because I was lacking a degree. Now, one thing I did find out through life and work experiences, even though you may not get a position or get the role, we can eliminate the excuse of not having a degree.
That's right.
And by eliminating that, that gives me a great feeling. Right now, I hold an MBA.
Wow.
That is a super feeling by continuing my education and getting my master's.
Wow. Well, congratulations, first of all, on that. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you.
Now, you know, what I want to ask you is, you know, discovering this organization, you kind of told us a little bit about why you thought it was important and, you know, how it kind of came to being in the genesis of the whole project. Now, tell me a little bit about how you work with athletes right now, or how you work with colleges and who your market is for athleteswithdegrees.com.
Well, let's start with my market.
Okay.
My market right now is student athletes in college who have the opportunity now to complete their degree while it's being paid for. And we tend to go and play the sport and forget that the sport is being paid for, and we can get a degree and capitalize on both. If we go professional, that's great. If we don't, we got a degree, that's great.
Right.
So it's win-win. And this all came about. I'm the example. I'm the one under the bus. This came about from my experiences. And I know there are a million others going through it. And what I'm trying to do is reach out to these athletes, these student athletes, and also the former athletes, NBA players. There are a lot of them out there who are reaching for something, and the money isn't there anymore. I know this. I have friends who are there, and I know this. So my plea is that they utilize what they have while they're in school. And this is happening to athletes who doesn't have a chance to go pro, and they know it. So I'm hoping they listen to us.
Now, I think prior conversations that we've had in the past, you've alluded to a couple of individuals that you've known in various industries as well as sports leagues, and I know you're close colleagues with Purvis Short. How have organizations and leagues taken athletes with degrees in your organization, and how have they perceived it? Because oftentimes, and we could see that right now with the NBA lockout, a lot of the things that are being discussed are based on, at times, revenue numbers and financially driven type of motivations. How do you incorporate, the need for a strong education, or how is some of these leaders and within these leagues perceived your kind of program?
Well, I've had a warm reception from Retired Players Association, NBA Retired Players. They are also on a mission, and they're helping their former athletes get degrees.
Excellent.
And I find that to be one great thing. That is really great. And I found that out after I came about the athletes with degrees, that they are doing a lot for their former athletes. And I'm impressed with what they're doing.
That's fantastic news. Now, during the course of each show, towards the end of it, we have this moment where we get an opportunity to pay it forward. And obviously, with the theme of athletes getting degrees on this show, I would love for you to give us shed a little bit of light on what you think some key points of information would be for our listeners out there who are current players as well as retired players, both within basketball as well as other professional sports out there.
Well, I really hope that they will listen to the older players as their mentors. There are a lot of older players out there who can tell them exactly what I'm saying. And my mission is to deliver this from someone who's been there. We've all been there. We know what they're going through, and we've been through it. I'm a prime example. There's a board member that's been through it, has his degree, and we get him later in life because it's we feel incomplete. As an athlete, you want to finish. You want to hit the free throw. You want to win the game. And if you don't get your degree and you're 10 semester hours away, you don't finish. Being inducted into the Hall of Fame is one of the biggest and greatest things you can do in sports. However, there's a lot of Hall of Famers who've gone back and gotten their degree to finish. And there was a saying by Winston Churchill. How did he put it? Success is never final, and failure is never fatal. Those aren't his exact words, but it's somewhere along that line. And it's obvious when you have Hall of Famers getting their degree that success is never final. So think about it. Those of you who are in school now, those of you who left school and didn't finish, and you have that drive, do it, especially if you're NBA retired, because they're helping. I see where, and I notice Serena Williams, she's talking about taking college courses all the time now. There's a reason for that. I mean, there's no need as far as money. I mean, if I'm sure everybody knows Serena Williams, and she doesn't need the money, but there's a certain drive in the athlete to complete something. And completing your degree will take you there.
Wow, thank you so much, Kenny. I really appreciate this interview. I think some of the words that you've kind of shared with us today and some of these thoughts, as well as the mission for athletes with degrees, is so valuable and so important. And at times, I mean, you know, when you are younger, when you are first entering the league, it's very hard to see the long term and the long run horizon. But understanding the value of what a degree can bring to you, having great mentors around you, teaching you the right things, guiding you the right way, because, you know, even though at times we think that generations may be different, the experiences are the same and the problems are the same. And that's where we can really learn to apply what those of us who have already experienced different things, you know, apply to our own lives. So I'd really like to thank you, Kenny, and I appreciate your time here today. I know my listeners definitely enjoyed this great interview. So once again, thank you so much for your time. This has been the Post Game Plan with your host, Ali Samani, and Kenny O'Banner. Kenny, can you just share, lastly, where people can find you online?
I can be found at athleteswithdegreessuccess.com. And feel free to email me any questions, or if you know some athletes with degrees that I can post and post their story, send it to me. And it's not just a value to you, it's a value to our community. Everybody look up to athletes. If you have a degree, you are a bigger value to your community.
And thank you
for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. And a great role model to add to that, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kenny, once again. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show, guys. I hope you really did. And we will catch you again next time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.